escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets, who are sinking like a rock. You know, I'll tell you, I'm not going to declare the season over yet. I mean, I've come this far. Why bury them now when technically they still could go out there and sweep the Braves and sweep the Phillies? Now, I have no reason to believe that that's going to happen. I don't know what to believe, honestly, BT. With the Yankees, at least there's some consistency. We'll get to them in a second. I don't know what to believe with the Mets because sometimes they look like they're a good team. Other times they look like they're a bad team. Sometimes the results, whether it's April, May, right up until June 13th, they look like one of the best teams. And then since June 13th, they've been one of the worst teams. I still believe in the bullpen. I still believe in the top of the order. Obviously, it's hard to believe in the starting rotation. But would I be shocked at this point if the Mets missed the postseason? I would not. I guess that's the best way to say it. It's not acceptable how badly they've been playing. I will save my reaction for when it is final, whether it's the division that comes off the board first, which it will, if not now, in the next 6 days, to me, that will be decided. Meaning that if they don't sweep Atlanta and take at least two out of three from Philly, the division is definitively over now. Like, I don't think anybody could dispute that. So I'll wait. But if they miss the playoffs, I mean, it is a disaster of epic proportions, but there's still plenty of time left. I can't say that they're not a playoff team when they still, to this point, have a playoff spot.
They do. Yeah. I mean, we get so wrapped up in the day-to-day temperature of these teams that we sometimes, you know, drop these wild declarations that really make us look foolish. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? I mean, I can tell you that I don't think the Mets are very good at all. I think the Yankees are in a little bit of better shape, but I've been worried about them as well. And I've said now for a couple of months, this is one declaration that I will stand by and hopefully be proven wrong. Neither one of these teams is winning anything this year. Well, there's just too many problems.
That's a whole...
Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a whole nother... I mean, if you want to go there, we could go there, obviously. But and that is the biggest picture of them all, that both these teams should be legitimate contenders for the World Series. Now, I will still say that even though it looks nearly impossible for those teams to be World Series teams, the Mets and the Yankees, that if they do get to the playoffs, like, would you be shocked the way that the sport is for the Yankees to hit their way to the World Series again?
The answer is no. I mean, it's not an incredibly confident no, but the answer is no to your point.
Same thing. Like, yeah, we know their flaws. That's not going to change. They're just a sloppy baseball team. But their bats can carry them. And with the Mets, like, maybe you'd be a little more surprised because the National League is deeper and because the Mets don't have, like, at least with the Yankees, you could say their offense should be elite and on par with the best of the best. Especially, now the difference is they haven't done it in the postseason, but especially if Judge gets going at the right time in the playoffs, right? So that can carry them. What part of the Mets is going to carry them? Yes, Juan Soto is proven in the postseason. He has not proven to be clutch with the Mets so far. Lindor is proven in the postseason inconsistent. And even those two guys, let's just say that they are great. Is that enough to overcome their starting rotation? I feel like the Mets would be better in the playoffs because you don't need more length from the starters necessarily. But there are a lot of holes there that would make me uncertain or unable to trust them going far anyway.
All right, so yeah, I hear you. There's been a lot of a lot of twists and turns here. Both of these teams, injuries and a poor play. And, you know, I just boil it down to there's blind hope and then there's evidence.
Right.
There's blind hope and there's evidence. Now, I'm not telling you, you're not telling, we're not doing it ourselves. Like, nobody's abandoning blind hope. You know, without hope and without possibility, then why do we dig in as deep as we dig in with these teams, with everything that we, whether it's emotionally, financially, the commitments that we make to these teams, if you're going to check out before there's any sort of finality to the season, I think you're an idiot. Like, I'm not going to do that. Now, it's one thing to say, I don't think that they're going to win a championship, but to say that they're not going to be playoff teams, I'm not here to do that. So I'm going to still hold on to that hope because I want to. But in terms of the evidence, and this is where the pragmatic side of my mind wins out, the evidence that would support any sort of ability to boast or believe or get behind these teams doing something special this year, the evidence is not there. All right, and you can start, and Mike just said something very interesting, and I was thinking the same thing driving in. Like, this is the most important game of the year, I believe, too. Mike said, I agree, for the Yankees tonight, because they're not because they're playing the Red Sox.
With Fried.
Because it's Max Fried.
Yeah,
and just because we threw the Mets and the Yankees on the same table right now, if you think about what, now there's other elements, sure, you know, this guy gets red hot and the bullpen does this, all right, whatever. You get an unexpected start from this guy. Anything can happen. But Manaea is supposed to be leading the way for the Mets. He's been awful.
Like, definitively, they can't start him anymore.
ZRA's over five. Yeah, he's been awful.
And if you are going to start him, it's got to be for three innings. He's an opener at this point.
Yeah, but last year, those 18 starts, he was great.
So, I get it, but I'm just saying, I know. I don't know what they think is going to change.
You got to keep running him out there. Maybe he's hurt. Maybe those loose bodies really are a real problem. I mean, he's better than this. He's been that bad. But the point is, to marry both of these teams, Manaea's supposed to lead the way for the Mets. He's been terrible. Max Fried's supposed to lead the way for the Yankees. He has been awful. So I know it's just deeper than the ace and the game has changed a little bit, but God almighty, if you can't give the baseball to somebody that you're supposed to trust, where are we going?
Yeah, I do think it's different where I trust Max Fried will get it going at some point.
Why though?
Well, because he's got more of a track record. This is where you and I would disagree a little bit or differ in our opinion here. I never base anything on hope. I understand that fans have to do that. But that's not why I was saying that I'm not giving up on the division from a Mets perspective. It's not blind hope. It's that I truly believe in the talent that they have. The problem is, and then I could throw in another element on top of that, where last year I thought that they were an awful baseball team, and they went to the National League Championship Series. We referenced the Diamondbacks years ago. Philly, same thing. So even though we know that the way the Mets and Yankees have played the majority of the year, or at least since June 13th, they're nowhere near where they need to be a World Series team. Once you get in, it is different.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies were better than the Mets last year. The Mets beat the Phillies rather easily.
Yeah, but the Phillies were never this bad like the Mets were. The Phillies were better.
Last year, you're saying?
Yeah. The Mets weren't. I know that the Mets were a little erratic a year ago with certain
stuff. Oh, they were awful to start the first 2 months. They looked like a dead team.
But did they look like this for this long? That's the problem.
I think, look.
It's been months.
I understand that, but it's impossible to argue that once you get in, everything can change because really nothing prior to that point.
I can't
argue
that.
But now, if the, like, last year's team to me didn't have enough, the Mets team didn't have enough, it was always, well, how could you fight this momentum and the magic that
they had. Chemistry.
Well, there was it wasn't anything tangible. It was just like, well, Grimace throughout the first pitch.
Well, Lindor had a great season. That was second.
I understand that, but was that expected to carry them past the Dodgers?
Like, yeah. No, probably not. In most of our
minds, it was just like, I can't even believe that they got this far.
Yeah.
And once they got that far, it's like, man, I don't know. I don't know if you could fight that power, that whatever, that chemistry, that mojo they had going. This year, to me, it's different where I can make legitimate arguments for the Mets being a dangerous postseason team, starting with Lindor and Soto, Diaz. Now, again, Helsley has not been great, but...
He's been awful. Yeah, Helsley's been terrible.
Yeah, but I don't know. But even...
I'm not saying he can't turn around, but he's been bad.
I mean, but same thing with other guys.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Who has been great? Diaz has been the best of the bunch. Throw in the Yankees as well. Like,
Diaz got problems too.
No, I'm just saying relievers is my issue.
Duvall can't be on the mound anywhere where it's a meaningful spot.
Even Bednar is the one who was good. He blows the game the other night. My point is closers or relievers in general, they're just, it's so fickle and could be just a nightly thing. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that their bullpen is so much better than it was a year ago and better than it was even this year, that that's not really my biggest concern. If you blow it in the bullpen, you blow it in the bullpen, but I'll trust their arms. I'll trust the top of their rotation, the top of the batting order. And the rotation in the playoffs shouldn't be relied on as much because you don't need five guys. You need probably three, and you could go to the bullpen more where you have those extra starters now in the bullpen. Anyway, point is, I think you can make a legitimate case that once they get to the playoffs, anything's possible. However, you could also make a legitimate case they may not get to the playoffs. Talking about the Mets. They may not make it, which is hard to believe, but they legitimately may not make it. The Yankees will be in the playoffs. Nobody's going to dispute that.
Yeah, I think the Yanks will be there.
So the question to me becomes, will the Yanks hit in the playoffs? And that's the question that we have every single year.
Yes, which is why there's been a lot of frustration when we talk about the Yankees. Like, there's always this regurgitation of, like, we kind of lump all the recent failures of the Yankees into one scouting report for this team because a lot of the same issues have trickled into this year. Now they're kicking the ball around. They get four errors last night.
Come on, can't happen.
I mean, they are running the bases better. They're being more aggressive with that. I do think that they've got a better lineup 1-9 than they did a year ago, even without Soto. I think they've got more length to the lineup. You know, Schlittler has been a massive shot in the arm. So there are possibilities.
God, where would they be without him?
I don't know.
They'd be in big trouble.
I mean, I don't know. He represents hope. He throws 99. He's got a sick deuce. Like, yeah, I do think the Yanks are in a better spot than the Mets. Not by a ton, but I would say that I agree with you on that. But back to the Mets for a moment. Yeah. Like, if you go from late April till now, the Mets are on pace to lose 105 games. They have shown us, Sal, for 4 months that they are indisputably one of the worst teams in baseball. Now, you can say, and you wouldn't be wrong, well, April counts as well. I agree.
I honestly agree. I don't know what to believe.
I know. Like, well, I think you need to believe whether it's somebody showing you who they are by actions or words. I think I choose to believe myself that the Mets are simply not good enough to do anything that the Met fan wants and expected them to do this year. I think that the Mets, and I've said this as well, are bad at more things than they are good for months.
Yeah, maybe, but still, to me, that doesn't mean that you can't have success in the postseason with the talent that they have. That's just that. That to
and
me,
that's
is,
where I kind of meet you in the middle of the road because I understand
like
what you mean
as
by that.
As bad as they've been for as long as they've been, they still today have a playoff spot. Now they might not make the playoffs, and if they don't, then they truly are not a good team. If they make the playoffs, then it's all right. Well, they had an inconsistent, disappointing regular season, but that doesn't mean anything now. Vientos average, Soto's average with runners in scoring position, their starting pitch, like, that doesn't mean
everybody's
anything.
Everybody's at zero.
Yeah, now you Starting load over. Up and say, okay, how are we going to piece this together and then take your shot? Now, would I bet that the Mets are going to win the World Series? I would not. Would I have bet that the Phillies were going to make it a couple years ago or the Diamondbacks? I would not have either.
Yep.
So things happen. And last year, both the Mets and Yankees are prime examples of why baseball is different, and I don't know what to believe anymore because I thought the Mets, for sure, the way they started the year, were not just like, they're not a playoff team. They were an awful team. Like, nobody would dispute that they were an awful baseball team for the first 2 months of the season. And it took everything they had and a little bit of mojo, you know, pixie dust, whatever you want to say, to barely make the postseason. And then even then, they were dead until that Alonso home run. They barely beat the Brewers.
Yep.
And then they wiped the floor with the Phillies in four games. So, like, that none of that to me makes sense. Whereas with the Yankees even a year ago, I was like, yeah, they're fine, but, like, they haven't been very good since June. You and I were debating that all year long.
The usual June swoon. Yeah. We see it every year, June and July, pretty much.
I would fight back. You'd be like, yeah, but the Yankees are good. I'm like, no, but since June, they haven't been. They're one of the worst teams in baseball. And yet they got to the World Series.
Yep.
So it's the same exact thing this year with the Yankees in my mind. Like, they have not been great for the majority of, or whatever, since June. But I didn't think they were good last year. They got to the World Series. So would I be shocked if the Yankees got to the World Series this year? I wouldn't, because I think their lineup is so good. So I don't know what to believe with these two teams. If you ask me, without any history, and I'm just watching these teams this year, forget about the talent, just watching them play, I'd say no. Clearly, they're not good enough. But with the talent that's in place and with the way the sport is, I still do believe that anything's possible.
Okay, I can't prove this because this is not statistically provable. This is an eyeball test thing. Yeah. This is a feel thing. I don't feel, Put the Yanks aside. I think it's more dire with the Mets right now.
Yeah, because they might miss the playoffs.
Yep.
Yanks are going to be in. There'll be a different story.
Yep.
It's going to be the same story with them. Get to the postseason, see if those bats can carry them.
And if they do, we'll see. I feel like this Mets team just doesn't have the same character as last year's Met team. I don't see this aversion to losing. I don't see this togetherness, this... Again, it's tough to get into the chemistry weeds because, there's no stats. There's no detail. I don't care how deep you dive into analytics. You can't, but you know it. The 86 Mets, they may have hated each other in certain regards. They went on the field. They had each other's back. And I know it's a million years ago. It's a very different culture and society. But I just don't feel like these Mets look together. And I know that they want to win. I would never discredit them and say that they're okay with losing. I'm not implying that at all. But it doesn't seem like they're allergic to losing like they were a year ago.
Correct. And do you think that they're more talented this year or last year?
This year. There's no question.
It's not even close. So then how does that make any sense?
I don't know.
So something clearly off. Now, before I go there, I'm going to wait and give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But if they don't make it, then they've got major issues. You can't just say, well, run it back again with the same guys and expect a different result.
No, you can't do it at that
point.
They're
more talented this year. But they are clearly a worse team than they were a year ago with far less talent. This should not be happening. And everybody is to blame, whether it's Stearns, Mendoza, certainly the players. To me, that's where the bulk of it is. But before I go nuts.
Smart.
Because there's still plenty of time.
Smart.
And because I still do believe in that talent ultimately.
Okay. Smart.
You gotta get there.
I said smart.
As long as they get there, then take their chances. And I think that then there will be levels of... Okay, well, they lost in the wild card round if they get there, or they lost to this team. Okay.
Different evaluations based on performances as you get to those checkpoints. And I like the fact that you're going to hold out that final assessment. You should.
Yeah, why do it now?
You don't need to. But if I asked you, without giving it away, in your gut, in your heart, which way you lean in?
You know, this is an impossible question, and it has nothing to do with fandom. Trust me when I tell you.
I believe you.
I just believe so much in Juan Soto and the back end of their bullpen. And I know that's what is successful in the postseason, that I have a hard time burying them. That's it. But, obviously, did you think that this was going to happen with Manaea, that he can't protect leads?
No.
Me neither. So,
no.
I actually don't believe it. You could have told me that. You could have even said Senga, although he's been even worse than I thought. But you could have said Senga wasn't going to be any good. You could have said Peterson was going to start to falter a little bit. You could have said Holmes was going to get tired. All those things I could have believed. Inconsistency in some of the guys in the lineup, I could believe that. I cannot believe Manaea has been this bad. I also cannot believe Juan Soto has been as bad as he's been with runners in scoring position
in
big spot all year long.
It's amazing.
I don't believe that. And I don't think Manaea is going to change. I do think Soto would change if they got to the postseason. Maybe that's based on hope. I don't know. Maybe
that's not. I don't think with Soto. I don't think that's based on hope. I think that's based on the reality of what he's done in the postseason.
Okay, but then why hasn't he gotten it going?
I don't know, man. It's confounding. I don't get it. He should be. I mean, even talk about the runners in scoring position, and of course the average is. I know average and old stat, but I know it's lower. It's very much lower than it usually is, and a lot of that is attributable to what he's done with men on base, but. Even, I mean, what is he hitting, 240 something? I just still think that Soto's going to do more good than bad than this year. I still think that Manaea is different. You know, and the one thing that I did say about Manaea, and I'm very confused as to where he is right now, because I did point out, now the injury can't help that, okay. But last year with the 18 starts with that complete overhaul of mechanics, right? Now, I know he's always had good stuff, not amazing, but good. And then a new delivery, a little trickery, conceal the ball, whatever, new look for the hitters, good stuff plus that equaled outstanding results. My, not even concerns, I thought he'd be good this year, really good. I did wonder, all right, well, what happens when the league catches up to the new windup? And I don't know if this is why every game he has one inning where he can't stop tripping over himself. Why I'm most confused with him, though, is because it's not like he steps on the mound in the first inning and he gives up two walks and two doubles and a bomb and he gets smacked because he stinks. He's shown almost every start elements of being very good, and then it completely comes undone.
Yeah.
Is that a fatigue thing? And if it's a fatigue thing, is the fatigue thing related to the loose bodies in his elbow? I don't know, but he's been awful.
And either way, They have to react. It can't just be, well, let's try it again in 5 days. Yep. No, this has been a pattern here where he's a three-inning pitcher. That's it. So either have him coming out of the bullpen or have him be an opener, but they have to change something else up before it is too late. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls. You want to talk about the golf outing, Mets and Yanks, and we'll focus a little bit more on the Yanks, too, when we come back. Because as you mentioned, as Mike said before, it is a huge game for them tonight. Remember, too, the Yankees still right there within the division. 4.5 back. They still play Toronto.
Now, let's not mince words. Red Sox and punk them all year, all season.
Time to show some spine here. All right, guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag, and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and check them out today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And really with the Yanks, like we said, we could focus on them a little bit more as the show goes on. An important game tonight. Still the division right there for them, just 4.5 games back. The Red Sox have owned them all year. And it's Max Fried on the mound. So forget about trying to clean up just the sloppy play. They need a big outing from Max Fried tonight and be able to beat the Red Sox, who are also right there with them in those standings.
The emotions can change on a dime. Not that the expectations should necessarily change on a dime, but without Max Fried leading the way, even with Schlittler, who looks phenomenal, I don't know how you just garner incredible confidence that the Yankees can win the division or, you know, go real deep like last year. And by the way, Sal, you know the Yankees are 4-13 against Boston and Toronto this year. Yeah. 4-13.
I know they've been bad in the division. I didn't know that specifically against Boston and Toronto.
And even worse, they're 6-17 against the Sox, the Jays, the Tigers, and the Astros. They're facing those teams in a play. They just have not played well against teams. They're going to have to beat
good teams. Yeah, and to Mike's point before, that's what he was saying with us before. Against good teams, they just fold. Hey, but this is no surprise.
But it's more than usual this year.
Maybe.
They're never this bad in the division.
Maybe, but a big part of why I think they're still going to win the division is because of their schedule. If you look at their schedule in September.
The back end, yeah.
Well, they play teams that stink. And what do the Yankees do with teams that stink? They pound them.
Hit 9 home runs and beat them.
Yeah, all right. So then in the postseason, things are going to get tightened up. But with the talent that they have, I still wouldn't be surprised by anything. Stan is calling from West Orange. What's up, Stan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Stan.
Good, man. Hey, I'd like to consider myself a little bit of a fan historian, along with Joey from Yonkers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There was a fan golf outing years ago, and you used to register online. As a matter of fact, I hooked up with Joe B. a couple of times years ago when he first started playing golf, and he was at that outing as well. So, the fan had an outing at one time. So,
okay.
Just something guys want to look into. Mike about 20 years ago.
Did Mike and Chris go?
They did not go. I think Chris Carlin was there at the time.
Also, like that time. Okay.
A couple other guys.
Yeah, we got to get that going again. I mean, everybody loves playing golf. Let's have a golf outing. Let's get out there, mix it up. Come on, it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have some fun with that, Sal.
Yeah.
Bring back Mike. Well, try to snipe me again.
I don't know if I'm in for the... I mean, I do whatever the station would want, but I don't know if I'm in for
it. You just don't love it, DC. I love it.
No, I enjoy it. I what's the point of that? I don't know what you're... Like, is it just to hang out with the listeners and callers?
Yes, have a fun day. You know, just that's to play golf, hang out with listeners and hang out with each other.
That's different. Hang out with listeners. Yeah. That is different than, like...
Maybe a few shekels on the table, you and I versus Boomer and Gio.
See, that's
what
shots. I don't want.
We're going to have to get a lot of shots from Boomer, but why not?
That's not something.
You don't want smoke? Come on.
I don't want to be in any kind of competitive golf environment.
Yeah,
that's my issue.
Understood.
John is calling from Westport, Connecticut. What's up, John?
Johnny.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
What's up, dude?
BT.
Yeah.
Since you know more baseball than Brian Cashman, could you give me a breakdown on the Fairfield National Little League team and what they're doing right now?
I can tell you this. I'm going to be watching tomorrow at 3 as they try to win the American Final there and then take on whomever emerges from the international bracket. They play, I don't know if you followed a ton.
Connecticut made it?
Fairfield, Connecticut is, they are a step away from playing for the Little League World Series Championship game. I think they're 4-0. They beat Nevada. They run the bases. I was talking about it the other day when you were off. Yeah. It is fun. Their shortstop pitcher is a stud. It's great. So, you get one of these local teams. I think the last time, Chris Drury made the Little League World Series back in 89 with Trumbull. So, I followed it. I'll be locked in, even though I'll be at your house tomorrow at 3 p.m. You got to promise. Do you have a TV outside?
I could bring one out there, yeah.
I don't care what it looks like. I was going to say, not like the one that your brother-in-law had when you showed up to watch the Knicks in the... That's why I was laughing. It was broken or something.
No.
Because I'm into it. Yeah. Not everybody's into it.
Well,
I think
so
it's a great story.
3?
3 p.m.
What time are the Yankees tomorrow? Mets are at night. I already checked that.
Mets are a night game. Are the Yankees... I don't know, actually, off the top of my head. I don't know what time they are.
Yeah, you guys are coming at 1?
Yeah, I think that's what the wife said.
And then, what time do you think...
What time are we bouncing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to stick around for a while. Well, you want us to get out of here? Are you looking for us to stay longer or leave early?
I was just joking around. I will get the TV set up outside. It's supposed to be good weather tomorrow.
It'll be very nice tomorrow.
What I did want to say there is the caller said that you know more baseball than Brian Cashman.
Yes,
I did hear that promo. I must have been off that day when you were doing that. You want to just expound on that a little bit?
I don't know the promo that you're talking about. What did I say?
You said something like...
I can do a better job?
Salary cap, analytics, whatever, this type of stuff.
Oh, the geeks?
Favor Cashman, baseball knowledge. Favorite BT, something like that. I think that's what
I'll let that statement stand on its own. I mean, I'll certainly quantify it or back it up if you want me to, but
no, I
think
curious.
It speaks for itself.
I'm assuming
I know more baseball than Brian Cashman.
That's what I wanted to get.
I do. Yeah, I'm not going to run from that. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
I know. I respect that.
I mean, he can
that.
Sit there with the contracts and all the other stuff and, I'm not talking about the legal stuff and constructing, 40-man roster and Rule 9 waivers. Game of baseball. Advantage BT.
Right.
It ain't close.
That's what I wanted to get to. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we got that.
Troublemaker.
Freddie, or you said it. I just wanted to say it again. Freddie calling from Springfield, New Jersey. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, Fred.
How you doing, fellas? Enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you.
You got to help me out. I'm trying to visualize what Princesa was talking about in the trap.
Uh-huh.
So, interrupt me if I'm wrong.
I got you.
Okay. So he said that he was in a deep trap.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
At the green. And he couldn't see the green at all.
Yes, and it was a deep green. I've got his back on that. It was pretty deep, yep.
When you say deep green, just so I'm on the same page,
hold
everybody.
On, Freddie. Just so meaning the lip of the green is not like
the
at your ankles.
The green was elevated.
And that's what I'm saying. The green was elevated and the bunker was higher.
Yeah.
Almost more like Scottish style.
Right.
Not quite that deep.
Right,
but
you could
kind
not
of.
See onto the
no,
green.
No, you couldn't.
Yes.
You couldn't.
Okay, so that's what I thought I heard. Now, he also used the excuse of a bad lie in the trap. Am I correct on that?
Yeah,
also?
He did make it seem like it was impossible to.
I did not hear an excuse, but I could have missed that part. But go ahead.
This guy.
He said it was a bad lie.
He did many times.
Was there a good lie in a trap? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Sometimes the ball can sit right up on the trap.
Yes,
and you can hit it clean.
Yes. It is a tough shot, anyway, though. But
I think he did hit it clean.
He striped it, man. He almost striped it down my throat. He striped it.
None of it makes sense to me because,
why?
You know, I play a little golf. If you're in a deep trap,
yeah.
where the lip of the trap is so high,
yeah.
that you've got to get underneath the ball,
I know what you're saying.
Over the face,
yep.
and get it up and over.
Yep.
How do you scull the ball and hit it on a line drive?
I don't know. I'm not Butch Harmon on the show. I don't. Yeah. All I know is I almost died.
Oh, it was a rocket. Oh, come on, the dramatic.
What Freddie is saying is interesting, and I know what he means. Like, so it was an elevated green. It was a tough shot. I was more concerned because I hadn't started playing. You know, I wasn't hitting the ball great at that point. I was more concerned about how I was hitting the ball or not at that point. So I did not check Mike's lie. But if you're hitting to an uphill green, you should, even if you scull it a little bit, you should have a little air under it, not the line drive.
Right, but okay, so to the point, he's not a professional golfer.
Exactly, that's
so
the answer.
He didn't maybe hit a perfect shot, but knowing, you know, where he was with the ball and that you couldn't see because of the elevated green, yep. he also couldn't see you there.
Oh, I'm not blaming him.
Yeah, me neither. That's
I'm not blaming him.
So we're all on the same page.
I was just a little surprised he didn't seem incredibly concerned after he found out what happened.
Apparently he was not aware of it. Now, I really wasn't aware of it. I had no idea what was going on because I hit one to the left of the bunker.
I ran
up it, down it to grab my ball and pick it back up and drop it on the green.
And
when
you actually did run it. I actually saw you jogging after your ball.
Yeah, like I hustle.
You did.
I keep it moving.
Sally hustled.
I was hustling. And then I get to the green. I'm like, what? What's going on? Like, you look like you saw a ghost.
Mm.
You go, you missed it, man. I'm like, what? And you start patting your chest. Mike.
That showed you the mark, the redness.
Mike hit me in the chest. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Oh, dude, he crushed the ball. He's flushing the chest.
I can tell you one thing. Like, I know a lot of people exaggerate. Like, I promise you, hand on Bible.
Oh, man. Did it hurt?
That ball was smoked.
Hey.
It wasn't a looping wedge shot that, you know, had some height yeah. and gained a little velocity as it came down. It was, did it hurt? Oddly, no.
Okay. So what's the big deal?
I could still take a punch. That's what I learned.
Let's get one more in.
I'm actually proud of that.
Anthony's calling from
home. You would have been wailing, I promise you.
I don't know what I would have been doing, but I was crying in a different way afterwards. Ant is calling from Old Bridge. What's up, Ant?
What's up, Ant?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just laughing because you're killing me with this stuff today. It's tremendous with the golf stuff. It really is. I mean, golf, Sal, if there's an outing, you do what I did. I went on a bachelor party with my buddies. I don't really golf.
Yep.
Sat in the cart, had a few drinks. You know, I smoked a little bit, had a good time. That's what we do.
That's the way to do
it. Saying?
Yep. That's the way to do it.
That's what we'll do. Yeah, of course. It's great. Why not?
So you're going to ride with Sal. So you guys are going to hang.
Yeah, why not? If you want to, I'll ride. I'll have a few drinks.
Yeah, I'm just asking. Right, so, I didn't know you were inviting yourself. Well, we got to get the outing off the ground first.
I'm invited. I'll drive.
I love it. Nice, man.
All right, listen, Yanks, it's really simple. Every day we're going to bash our heads one way or another. If they're going to play like they did four errors, we're not going to win. It's that simple. I mean, it's just, I'm not going to go crazy. But like Sal said, I'll agree, they have the what if. The what if they get in, because they're going to get in. If they get hot, maybe. We'll see. That's the exciting part about that, you know. So
but there's
at the
more,
end of the day.
But there's more, Ant, than just hope. Like, you're right. We can all say that. And thank you for the call. Good stuff. Look forward to the golf outing. I do believe it's more than just you could have hope as a fan and say, well, if we get in, anything could happen.
Yep.
I believe you can make a legit case for each team. Now, it's got to be best case scenario, and there are a lot of ifs, sure. But I do think you can make a legitimate case. Well, when the Yankees get in, if the Mets get in, they can be dangerous because whether it's Fried for the Yankees, whether it's Bednar on the back end of their pen, like, I know it's shaky, but still look at the other teams. Like, you don't think Bednar, Weaver, Doval is still better than...
I don't trust Doval. No, I would take him off the list. The other guys, I feel much better about. Okay. Even Devin Williams, I mean, this guy, Doval, looks like he's been swallowed up already by New York.
But he could turn it around. My point is, look at the other teams in there. That coupled with the offense, like, if Judge has not even been himself since he's come back here.
No, he hasn't.
If he is... Now, I know the sloppiness and all that stuff. Like, that's infuriating. Like, when Goldschmidt's dropping a ball, I don't know what you're supposed to do. He's the best defensive first baseman. So, what, and then you have McMahon the other night doing it. Like, yeah. When those guys
and
make errors.
And the pop-up Caballero.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jazz, I don't know what he's doing, throwing the ball. That is just
He's looked shaky at second base for, like, the last couple of weeks. Even plays he's made, he's looked very, like, jittery.
I get it. So, there are issues there.
Yeah.
But you could say best-case scenario where, hey, there is reason to believe these guys can turn it around.
Okay,
it's not just blind hope as a fan once you get anything can happen.
Understood. Real quick, what's the Mets payroll? Is it 330? What are the Mets at? 340?
Something like that.
What are the Yanks at?
Right around there, right?
A little bit. Okay, so we're saying, and you're not wrong, Sal, this, that, best case, best. Okay, understood. That's not where we should be at with these teams, with those payrolls. I'm not saying that kind of money buys you a championship. Those days are over, but each team has gaping holes that are threatening to destroy their seasons, and it's really unacceptable. Stearns built a bad team this year, and Cashman built a bad team this year.
By the way, just for clarity, because I think it was Stan and Wes Orange who couldn't understand what he was saying, like what he heard from Mike, it didn't make any sense because Stan was a golfer. Mike never said that he was in the trap. He said he was behind the trap.
Did he just text us?
Wet grass behind the trap. I'm just saying.
Wait, he didn't just text wet grass, did he?
No, Mike was on. Wait, it was wet grass. It was cold and rainy and windy and rainy out there. So just for clarity purposes.
It was 67 degrees. The rain stopped after we got off. It was windy.
In the morning, it was freezing.
Yeah, no, but this was the sixth hole, which means it was probably more like 10 o'clock in the morning.
That was morning.
So it wasn't wet anymore.
But the point is he wasn't in the trap for accuracy purpose. You guys got to listen to what Mike was saying. He wasn't in the trap. It was behind the trap. And the grass was wet.
Listen, man. Because
he said it didn't even hurt.
Because the great Mike couldn't possibly skull one. And he's like, Mike, if you listen, and I gave you props, you hit the ball nice and straight, pinch straight, you're good. You're better than I thought. The course is amazing. Hey, you're not Phil Mickelson with the short game. It's okay if you skulled one. That's what I'm saying.
He got in the way. You weren't supposed to be standing there. BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. You have a read here.
I do.
I think, right? What do we got here, Dove?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, a little something for you, Sally. I was just going to put ice on my chest, but I was just a little distracted there. Pardon me, guys. All right,
Milking it. My God.
Oh, man, help. Hey, this summer, stay cool and hydrated with the official water of Major League Baseball. Primo Brands. With Primo Brands water delivery, you get premium hydration, right? From trusted brands like Poland Spring and Pura Vida. I've got my Poland right here. Always try to drink a couple bottles of water a day. And Saratoga, delivered right to your door. Stock up for game day or keep everybody refreshed, still sparkling or flavored. Something for everybody. And the best part, you get to call the shot. So whether you need a few cases or a full week supply, Primo's flexible delivery fits your schedule. Step up to the plate. Hydrate like a pro with Primo Brands, the official. I can't believe that happened yesterday. Water sponsor of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Although I will say, BT, God, there was just something I wanted to talk about, and I forgot what it was, but I did have a note on the Giants. From last night's game, I did not watch the game last night. I saw some of the highlights. I saw Jackson Dart go down and the concussion protocol, all that stuff.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I've had my fill of preseason. I watched the first two games for each team.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get behind the preseason anymore. But I think that there is an excitement growing. You know Frank DeChef from Rails?
Of course.
He's a big...
How's he feeling, by the way?
Good,
surgery,
I think,
right?
Good, yeah.
Knee surgery?
Yeah, knee surgery. So
hang in there, Frank.
I think he's good. So he texted me this morning, and I haven't even been to Rails in a while, but he's a big, big Giants fan.
Yeah.
So I like getting the feel sometimes from him as a big Giant fan. And he texted me out of nowhere this morning, giving me the stat. The Giants scored 107 in three games versus 273 in 17 games. Talking about this preseason.
Compared to last season.
Yeah, compared to last season.
Mm-hmm.
They have the highest point differential, plus 60 in preseason. I know it's only preseason, but does it make you feel better about the future of this team? And my response is like, not really. And he gets all upset about that. You're a pessimist. And why you're in I'm sorry, but I can't get excited. While a part of me is excited just in general for football season and both the Jets having a new regime and seeing what they could do and the Giants having a totally different feel with, even though it's the same regime, new quarterback, different players. I still don't think anything that happens in the preseason is going to make me feel better about the Giants come regular season.
I'm with you. I think that the only thing that would really shape an opinion is a season-altering injury. If somebody gets hurt, you know, then you're like, for either team or any team.
You think those stats mean anything?
No, I don't. That's where I was going.
It's pretty stark difference.
It is, but I mean, last year's offense was pop gun. It was they couldn't get a first down if you spotted them 8.5 yards. I mean, it was just morbid. So what I notice is that, and you kind of said this too, it's the same regime. And generally, when you go into year four, as these gentlemen are, and you haven't won any, well, they had the first good year, obviously, mm-hmm. winning a road playoff game, 2022. Was that 2022?
Yeah,
2022. The bloom would be so far off the rose that it would just feel stale and dark. There seems to be an energy around the Giants that's palpable this summer. It's oozing out of whether it's social media stuff, and that's obviously their job to get people hyped up, but the film that you see, when you have national pundits describing or talking about the Giants or any sound bites or even Jameis doing the chicken finger thing, licking his fingers last night with...
Eating dubs.
That was funny. There just seems to be a really good energy with the Giants, and I'm not surprised. Well, maybe the energy surprised me a bit, but if you remember, I was more bullish on the Giants coming in than you, than most. I do think the Giants will be much more competitive this year. I know that the Jackson Dart story, is a massive thing hanging over the Giants season because it's going to dictate so much of their future. I'm less interested in when he plays and when they wedge him in there. I'm going to take the first month of the season and see what that pass rush looks like and see what Neighbors looks like and Wilson, et cetera. I think the Giants are going to be better this year. I do.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that they're going to be better. I just don't know definitively. I will say, I think you bring up an excellent point about the energy, where normally a regime that's been here for this long and has been beaten up the way they have the last couple of years, it would be like, all right, here we go, make or break. It doesn't feel like that. It almost feels like it is a new regime because of the quarterback change. That has to be it. I know Abdul Carter, but two reasons. One, because Daniel Jones is no longer here. Two, because Russell Wilson, and even more specifically, Jackson Dart. Giants fans feel like now, definitively, they have their future franchise quarterback. I'm not even willing to go there yet. I'm excited for Dart. I mean, come on, it's still preseason game. You're going to put him in a gold jacket already? Like, yeah, if you say that, you sound like a jerk and you're being a bad guy and you're being pessimistic. The reality is he's done nothing yet. Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves again. Let's just enjoy the moment. The fact that they made the right decision, taking Carter, trading back in to get their guy in Jackson Dart. Everything looks and feels great right now. Let's not push the envelope and need him to start week one or say he's going to be a Hall of Famer or better than Eli Manning. Just enjoy the ride here. So let's see what Russell Wilson could do. Let's see what the defense could do. Then we can evaluate a little bit more of Brian Daboll. And then eventually maybe they transition to Jackson Dart.
You see, which one comes first? Does the energy within the building change and then the Giant fans pick up on it? Or do the Giant fans have a new energy because Daniel Jones is not here?
Right.
And, you know, not to knock Danny Jones around, but it was just stale. It was time to move on. Everybody knew it, and they're reacting to a fresh start in terms of personnel, even though it's the same regime in terms of the head coach of the GM. So I think it might be a little bit of both. I feel like Daboll, and we've talked about this, Daboll and Shane, I don't know what level of assurance they were given, if any, but I surmise it was something. I think they said, hey, go find your quarterback, cook a little bit, properly get him ready to play, and you don't have to win nine games to keep your job. And when you're told that, you can now, you're freed up, and there's, I won't say that there's less urgency, that's not what I'm saying, but there's less desperation. And desperate teams do dumb things by playing kids too early, to change narratives, to shut people up. I feel like, I know they haven't played a game yet, but I feel like this Giants organization, it feels healthier. We talk about energized. It feels healthier than it's felt in a while.
NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.